Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. It's a pleasure to see everybody tonight. I'm going to be promoting a few more people to panelists really quick while we get started here. But welcome. I see some new names on here. So we're so excited to have you. What a perfect call to be on, because tonight we're going to talk all about Gemini Cares. Now, I know Gemini Cares is a perk that, of course, we launched for our Gemini members, especially US-based. So they would have an option for healthcare, which is super exciting because obviously a lot of network marketing companies don't have anything like this. So what an awesome perk. And we also offer Gemini Cares, as you know, as an option for small business owners to be able to offer their employees. Now, of course, Gemini being an international company, we have reps and members all over the world, including Canada, the UK, Australia. And I know US healthcare has been a topic that might have been confusing to some because it's very different depending on what country you go to and from. So just make sure, I want to give this announcement. I'm going to do this a few times tonight. And I know some of the other panelists will also say the same thing. But next week, we have some very exciting news that has to do with Gemini Cares. And I can't tell you much more than that. But I just wanted to give this opportunity to make sure you have everybody, regardless of what country you live in, on this call next week. So this is going to be some huge news, you guys. So make sure you get your people on for next week. But the reason why I wanted to bring that up now is because US healthcare has been a pretty confusing topic to people, especially in Canada, because it's just such a different aspect when it comes to healthcare. So tonight, we really wanted to take a deeper dive into understanding, especially Canadian healthcare versus US. So my two panelists tonight, which are going to be Prissy Simmons, and we're going to have Carrie Kovich from Canada, have a little bit of a Q&A. So everybody on this call tonight will walk away with a better understanding of how Canadian healthcare works and exactly how US healthcare works and how it all fits into your Gemini presence and your Gemini business. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first speaker for tonight, Prissy. So you can go ahead and unmute yourself, Prissy, and then we will get started with our Q&A. And thank you both so much for doing this. I appreciate you both. And it's always a pleasure to have you guys on as co-hosts. So thank you so much. And now I'll pass the mic to you, Pris.
Well, thank you, Samantha. Thank you guys. And thank you for taking your time tonight to understand a little bit more about how the healthcare with Canada and the United States differ. Now that I'm coming on, I want Carrie to unmute yourself too. Also, Carrie, please, because we're going to really, I know how it works over here. Carrie definitely knows how it works over there, right? So just doing so, Carrie's going to give you a little outline of a little bit of things. And then I'm going to ask him a few questions. Okay. You know, just to make sure y'all understand in Canada and also in the United States, how these things work, because it doesn't matter where Carrie, you know, is making everybody in the, you know, in Canada understand to, you know, move forward with this. But people in the United States need to know how Canada works also. So if you happen to get someone interested in Canada, okay. So Carrie, if you don't mind, you know, kind of give the, you know, the, how it works a little bit there to make everybody understand a little bit like this. And then we're going to make some huge announcements.
Okay. So basically, before I get started kind of talking about Canadian healthcare, one of the things I want to talk about a little bit is, despite the fact that we're going to, you know, help everybody understand Gemini Cares throughout this call, we still have people that are available to us if we have a good prospect for the healthcare that understand it completely. And we can arrange that three-way call, a meeting with that individual who can dissect it very, very, very well. I'm just hang on for 1 second. I got a little bit of feedback. I'm going to close the door here so that I don't. sorry.
Oh, you're good. You sound good, okay. For us too.
So, anyway, in Canada, unlike the US, we have a system where our healthcare is provided by whichever government of whichever province that we live in. So hospital stays, surgeries, all of the major healthcare is provided to us by our tax dollars. Now, everybody is going, wow, that's an awesome setup. but it isn't, because the tax dollars are limited and that healthcare can become limited. As the government's trying to organize budgets and money, depending on which surgery you're waiting for, you could be on a waiting list that's 6 months to a year. Sometimes I've heard up to 2 years long. So we get it for free, but sometimes the free is a big, long wait. And often people are waiting in pain and with other struggles. So that part of it is very difficult for us, because we are kind of governed by that government healthcare. For all of our things like prescriptions and our dental and our paramedical, like our massage therapists and chiropractors and physiotherapy and those kinds of things, many of us have plans through our employment that cover a component of that. We do have, we call it co-insurance. So basically we pay 20% of that cost, and the insurance company pays 80%. And I think I've heard Prissy refer to it with a little bit of a different term, but I think it's the same kind of idea. For example, massages, when I was working, each of the different chiropractor massage was maxed out at a $500 amount. So when you reach that amount in a year, then you were paying for the rest of them yourself. So they're pretty limited as well. But we do have health plans to deal with those kinds of things, prescriptions and those paramedical things, and dental. And each of the plans is different with the amount of coverage that they have and the amount of the percentage of coverage that they have. Some are 50% and 50%, others are 80 and 20, some are 90 and 10. However, the ones that cover more, you usually end up paying more for, or your employer ends up paying more for. The other thing that I might note about Canada is some of the provinces have a provincial coverage plan, and it's based on income and the amount that the government will start to cover. If you're on a very, very low income and have high prescription costs, you would start to get covered to about 35% of those costs by the government as well. In our case, because of our income levels, we'd have to spend more than $3,000 in a year on prescriptions before the government would kick in and cover us to 35%. So each province, we're in Saskatchewan, maybe Alberta and British Columbia and Ontario and Quebec, they may all be different in the amounts that they cover, if any, but it sounds complicated. It's rather quite straightforward.
Yes. And I think, Carrie, what we were talking about is, it's called supplemental insurance. Okay. So here in the US, if you have health coverage, right, medical, hospitalization, and things like that, if you have visual or dental, those are called supplemental. Sometimes that is not included in your insurance plan. Okay. So I think that's pretty much what we were talking about. But, you know, with that being said, it's something you have to get above and beyond, you know, with your health coverage, correct? Am I correct about that?
With us, the supplemental plans are paid for either by the individual or by their company.
Okay. Gotcha.
Once people retire, like for example, when I retired from the bank, I was placed on their retiree plan, which had much less coverage. And now I pay for that myself. Any expenses occurred over and above that are also an income tax deductible expense. So, you know, there's some benefit to that as well, but I don't know how it is in the US with regard to that.
Okay. So as the US goes, you know, whether you pay for your independent policy by yourself or your employer pays for it, okay, no matter what we do with the coverage, we still normally on 99% of these, you know, insurance policies, the employer will come in and pay for it, but there's still a deductible and a copay. Okay. So what they'll do is they'll charge you $30 to $50 to $75 each time you have a doctor visit. And what they're doing is trying to cut down on that deductible. All right. Now, if you go in and have a test, your deductible is $2,500 and your test is $4,500. Guess what? You're paying $2,000 out of pocket, period. That's how that works. So then you meet your deductible for the year. Okay. And it's usually a It's from January 1st to December 31st. So I'm not sure about yours. I know that we were talking about this, you know, earlier in the week that y'all have free health care, but if you have a situation where you need a surgery, you're put in on a
waiting list,
which is crazy. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty crazy, right? So, and then I was asking a little bit of different things. So here in the U.S., if you have, let's say for cancer, all right, and you have breast cancer and they had to remove a breast, or if you had nose cancer and they removed half of your nose, it's kind of, it psychologically, or, you know, it messes with people, as, you know, they're half their nose is missing, or they're missing a breast or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It's called, that is not an elective surgery. They fix that, you know, that happens, but you're telling me in Canada, if that happens, that's still an elective surgery, correct?
As far as I know, yes. And it depends on province to province as well, again, because some may handle it differently than others. When I say province to province, I'm talking for you, for the US people, state to state.
Right. Gotcha. Yes. Crazy though, isn't it? How it happens like that. So, you know, still it doesn't matter, no matter what you do in either country, we're hit with something, right? We're always going to be in a niche of something. Doesn't matter if you're in Canada or if you're in the US, there's still a niche of, you know, whatever that is, right? So in talking to you, as you reach a certain age here in the United States, and I might not be right with age because it used to be 62. Now it's 64, 66, 68. Once you are able to retire and hit Medicare, guess what? This policy is not going to work for you. But now in Canada, that's different, correct?
Yes.
You want to?
Well, there's no mandatory retirement age, but after age 65, the government benefits become stronger. Ah. It's still not a full amount. It's like that 35% may go up to 55% of the prescription costs, but it's not everything. And it could be, again, province by province, all different. If you retire from an employer where you had an existing supplemental health plan, like with Sun Life or Great West Life or Blue Cross or somebody like that, you would be able to continue with a retiree type plan by paying for it yourself.
Gotcha.
So not only is your income lowering in retirement from your working years, but now the benefits that your employer once paid for, you're required to pay for yourself.
Absolutely. I get it. So it goes up, correct? All right. So with that being said, guys, you know, with the healthcare that we have, it is phenomenal. I do have a little niche at the end to tell you about, but, you know, I'm going to and you know, any way you look at this, and I know everybody is familiar with paying premiums if you do not have somebody or an employer to pay for it, right? But even employers will pay for your health care, but guess what they don't pay for? They don't pay for your deductibles and your co-pays, okay? They can't afford to pay for all of it, right? You know, it's just crazy. So no matter where we're at, we're going to get hit somewhere, okay? So that's why our health care is so phenomenal, because we don't have those circumstances. And I think before this call ends, I think Canadians are going to just be blown away with what's fixing to happen. So with that being said, Tuck, if you don't mind unmuting yourself, because you do have a business and you have paid for healthcare, I don't know how many years for your employer, I mean, for your employees. And as an employer, you know, even yourself, right, with deductibles and all that stuff. So Tuck, do you mind coming on and giving a little testimony on what you've done, you know, as an employer for your employees?
I'll be very glad to, Prissy. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad to share this with you. I had the same insurance for probably 25 years. I knew the girl. I went to school with the girl, and I knew her. I was in her wedding and all that. I trusted her on insurance. I don't know that much about insurance, and she took care of me throughout the years. And I did check her prices probably 5 times in 20 years. And, you know, she was always right there in the ballpark. You know, it was always clear. Well, when we rolled out this, you know, I've been dealing with Jay now for 11 years, and everything we do, they go to 110%. So I had to take a look at this healthcare. And I knew it was going to be phenomenal just because of Jay. We don't do anything that ain't, you know, just like our products. It's 110%. So I rolled it out, and the first thing I'd done was had her knock it. She tried to knock it, and she couldn't. And I just like to tell y'all this. I had a very high deductible, and when you have a high deductible, it don't cost you as much for the premium. But, man, when you're paying this every year, if you've got a $2,500 deductible, you're going to pay $2,500 before you get a cent. And what happened, that's what I had. Well, the thing I loved about this, when we looked through everything it was, I had four employees at that time with my old insurance. I had six employees when I switched to this, and now I got about eight on it. But when I switched to our plan here, it's better insurance, no deductibles, and on the premium, I've saved $1,150 a month. That's over $12,000 that I got to put back in my pocket. And it's wonderful insurance. And I couldn't believe it. I've learned a lot about it before then. And I'm going to tell y'all, there's just not anything like this out there. I've had insurance companies since then. I've compared some and all, and it's just not even close. So we're very excited. It's been a wonderful venture. And we've gotten four or five people on it to save them all kinds of money. So it's really going to be a big deal in this prison.
Yeah. And Tuck, another thing real quick, because I know, you know, with our script and stuff, you know, we you know, still some scripts are so overpriced when we do have, you know, commercial insurance, right? With our premiums and, you know, with the insurance company that we have now, you know, just give them an insight on, you know, our script. I mean, the scripts that we get.
I'll be very honest with you. Back 11 years ago, before I got involved in these natural products and all, I was on five scripts. I haven't been on any scripts. I have one script, and it's for allopurinol for the gout. And if I go out and eat wrong really bad or indulge in too many alcoholic beverages too much, my gout will flare up. So I keep a bottle of allopurinol. I used to get it for $21 on my other insurance. My allopurinol now runs $6. That's how much they pay for. Cost me $6 for a month's worth of a prescription. And that's the difference in our insurances, because they negotiate the prices down so much. And it's just phenomenal. I can't find anything negative about it. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tuck, for sharing. What an amazing testimony, guys. But it's reality. That's life, you know, and it's saving a lot of money. So, you know, guys, I had my son, Logan, which he is now, he's joined it's an airport in Sanford. So he had to go, and I tried to get him on tonight, and they called him in at the last minute, and he goes, I am so sorry. He was looking forward to telling you this, because what is amazing for a kid to have insurance, you know, for $254 a month, it covers him. He's 18 years old, right? And he's never been to a doctor. He doesn't have to be a doctor. He's not been sick. But when he put his applications in with all the COVID and stuff, he had to go to the doctor 3 months in a row. He had to have blood work. And I don't know what the reason is for this, guys. It's just, you know, I guess it's just this, all the stuff he had to go through in clearance is what he had to do. So every month he went in and had a blood test, went and seen the doctor and all that. Well, we're waiting on this doctor bill. He's gosh, how much is it going to be, Mom? How much is it going to be? He's worried to death. This is going to be his doctor bill. We finally get the doctor bill the fourth month into the 3 months. And his doctor bill was $96.88 for three visits, guys. Repeat that. $96.88 for three doctor visits. Guys, no deductible, no copay. It's called coinsurance. That's all he had to pay. That is unbelievable. He couldn't believe it. He thought it was going to be $500 or $600. When he got it, first time ever seen him write a check. He was just writing it down, making sure he got everything correct. Guys, that is phenomenal. Y'all it's amazing over here. But I'll tell you, my daughter, and I just called her. She is, anybody out there trying to get and make sure that you have a doctor that wants to know if they take the health care and if the hospital takes the health care for pregnancy. So I'm going to go over this little glitch people don't understand, all right? Anytime you are pregnant, okay, and you're going to a doctor to deliver this baby, this is how it works. That baby is part of you. The healthcare is taken care of 100%. All right? That makes sense? the minute that baby is born, then that baby goes on to its own healthcare. Right? So who does healthcare? You can't get healthcare for anybody unless they're born, unless they have a social security number and they're out there. So what ends up happening is she is with the Volusia County School Board. So they pay for everything. It's great insurance, right? She gets that. The baby is born and the baby has our healthcare, which is phenomenal. Right? So what ends up happening is they get all the fees and all that. The baby is 4 months old. Okay. The baby was gaining no weight. The baby kept having to go to the doctors every other day to see if the baby was going to gain weight. Right. All right. Well, gotta let you know, 4 months old, she's 22 pounds. She's a little butterball. She's way too much weight now. But what has ended up happening is that healthcare kicked in and the fees are so unbelievable. She thought she was going to have a $2,000 or $3,000 doctor bill, and it's not. Every other day, the baby had to go to the doctor to check the weight. And so I want you to know with this, the insurance company that we have, what they do is they know exactly what they're doing. It's not a doctor visit and it's not going to be all those high premiums. They kick it down to what exactly it needs to be charged for that in our premiums. Okay. Well, what we have. So the fee is so unbelievable. We're talking $266 and we're talking 15 visits. Okay. So they couldn't charge a doctor's visit and all this stuff. It was simply to check a weight. So what I love about the company is they go back and code. The doctor's office has to put in the exact coding of what the patient is there for. And when that happens, the company comes back and recodes it to the price that we're supposed to pay. And I love that part about it. And it's amazing, guys. But I want to bring on another person, which is a little bit different in the premiums and stuff like that. And this, it's about somebody that's come in and, you know, talking to some of the people out there that, you know, just go ask everybody if they need this insurance or if they need healthcare. And this one has done it and it's paid her commissions and made her from a 2K to a 4K overnight with that. Feathers, can you come on, hon? Are you available?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Feathers. And Feathers is not going to come on video because she's having trouble. Well, everybody's having trouble with internet right now. So if you do video and audio, sometimes it kind of lags you. So Feathers, come on and tell me what you did and when I told you, you know, you had to go out and talk to people, right? And so what you did and how this has helped you rank and keep rank.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me come on tonight. I appreciate that. What I really want to start with is I want you to understand, I know there's a lot of people who are very apprehensive and who are scared to death. I know I was one of them. I went to the chiropractor, I don't know how many times, and I just kept getting this lump in my throat. And finally, my husband's philosophy is if you don't ask, the answer's always no. And it just kind of pounded in my head this one day. And finally, I just asked Dr. Steve, I told him, I want you to talk to I think it was Lee I was talking to at that time. I said, I want you to be able to talk to him and he's going to answer any questions that you have. We're going to do a Zoom and he's going to take care of everything that you have. Do you know they're so excited about having this insurance or it's healthcare, having this. He has stories like Tuck and like Jay's had where you got to see a doctor online or over the phone in just a few minutes and it didn't cost you very much. And you had your prescription. I think Jay's was an hour. I think Dr. Steve's was like an hour and 15 minutes. And so you get things done quick. Well, he's so excited. He's actually paying for the extra coverage for his employees because he actually saved that much money that he was able to do more for them. So when I didn't realize how much money that you could make. And when you go out and talk to people, you're actually going to get paid month after month after month. It comes in. I don't have to do anything. I go by and make sure everything's okay. Have you gotten when you're getting all your things done on a yearly basis, your mammograms, your all that kind of stuff, but you get it done every year. And so they take care of a lot. And so I've talked to these girls, and they've started going out and getting things done that they never did before because it was going to cost them too much money. And so I make rank off of it. I make commissions off of it. And I still don't know a whole lot. I still don't want to know a whole lot, because then I'm putting my foot in my mouth. I let the experts talk. So, you know, do yourself a favor and do it scared. There you go, Joe, preventive care. Absolutely. And so, but do it scared, but just do it, because it's going to change your life. And be on the call next week and find out what you got to do, because you're actually going to be able to make money and rank.
Yes. So I gave Feathers a little insight, and now I'm going to give y'all an insight, guys. But you know, Jay has always got something he's working on, and he's been working on it and working on it and working on it. And I've asked him, hey, when are we going to be able to help, you know, our Canadian family? Okay, come on, let's go. Come on. What are we doing? This is, you know, and I'll drive him crazy, you know, but all he said is, we got something. Okay, what is it? I'm not telling you. It's coming out next week. So guys, if you don't believe to have somebody on the call next week, you better have them on the call. Whether from Canada, which is hoorah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jay, for doing it finally for our family. So our family in Canada can run right, you know, against us, you know, right along with us, and, you know, make these ranks and stuff. I don't know. Don't call me and ask me what it is, because they ain't told me. They just told me my prayer has been answered. So don't call me and ask me. I have no clue. All I know, it's been above and beyond. My prayer has been answered. So not only is it going to happen for Canada, I hear it's going to be happen. A lot of things are going to be changed, or not changed. They're adding things to it. Nothing changed. Added, which is such a plus, guys. I am so excited. I don't know what it is, but I know what I've asked for. And I know I've been trying so hard to get things for our family. Guys, break playing field. Have everybody on the call. And I don't care if you're from Canada or not. You better have somebody on from Canada. The United States, it's going to be huge next week, guys. So can't wait to hear them, what they're having to come out. I'm so excited. Thank you, Samantha, for having me. Guys, love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prissy, Tuck, Carrie, Feathers, for sharing incredible testimonies. And guys, this is what it's all about, is helping each other. So make sure you are on the call next week. Bring your people. You do not want to miss out on this news, because it's been in the works for a while and Jay does it again. So I'm just super excited. Guys, get out there this week, change some lives. Don't forget, we have a whole full month for our 3 and free program for the Be Lean Challenge. So let's really get out there. Let's take a step out of our comfort zone and let's change some lives together this week. Everybody have a blessed night. I will see you same time, same place next week with double the call numbers, so you guys don't miss out on this news. Everybody have a blessed one. Take care.